This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
For the message today is found in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. 1 Kings 3:27. Then the king answered and said, "Give the living child to the first woman, and by no means put him to death. She is his mother." Let us pray. God, our Creator, Sustainer, Redeemer, and Deliverer, we come this day, this Mother's Day, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for mothers and what mothers mean to this entire world, what mothers mean to our nation, what mothers mean to our state, what mothers mean to our community, what mothers mean in each one of our families, we give you praise. Speak now to us, God, that we, your servants, may hear and not just be hearers of your word, we may be followers of your word to do your will your way as we celebrate Mother's Day on this day. We thank you, we give you praise, we give you honor and glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Speak to us and through us. Amen and amen. What is it you would ask God for if he would do it for you? If you could have anything from God, just take time to reflect. Just think of, just take time. God will give you whatever you desire right now. What is it that you would ask of God? Go ahead. Take time to do it. Put it in comments. Go ahead. Dream. Put whatever you dream about. Put it in your comments right now. Put it in comments. Is it a bigger house? Or maybe just a house, your own home? More money? Bigger car? More car? Less car? Whatever. Just dream. Dream. But now, what is it? If you could ask God for anything, what would you ask him for? Better health? Healing? Just go ahead and type it right now. What are you asking God for? If you could ask him for anything, just know, if you just had a dream and said, "Oh God," just, and God said, "Whatever you desire, you will have it." What is it that you're asking God for? Even on this special Mother's Day, what is it that you would be asking God? Go ahead, keep typing, put it down there. Yes, I see it, come on, keep them coming. Yes. And I know sometimes we're gonna be sitting like this church said, and we just wanna ask for all the holy things, you know, he wants more love. Okay, that's great. And you can have more love, God will grant that to you. But just go ahead and put down all those things you want right there. I'm giving other people a chance to respond right now. That's right, wake up, yeah. Let your mom put something in. If y'all sitting together, y'all kind of put together as a family, put in, what is it that you desire? What do you want? Think about it. God owns it all. And he'll give you the very desires of your heart. So what is it that you would request? What would you request? This is exactly where King Solomon was. Exactly what we're talking about right now, that's the position he was in. He became king, and at this juncture in life, in a dream, he had the opportunity to request of God anything that he desired. Can you imagine God just saying, just what is it that you desire, and I'll grant it to you? If God tells the truth. He says he's going to give it to you. He'll give it to you. Well, take a look at it. In this text, we can see, just before the text we have, we can see Solomon loved the Lord. And he was walking in the statues of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and he made offerings in the high places. The word of God teaches us that, and the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon said, listen to what Solomon said to the Lord. Out of all the things we were thinking about, look at what Solomon said. You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Listen to what his request is. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this, your great people? Verse 10 says, it pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this. And God said, because you have asked this and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right. That's what he asked, understanding to discern what is right. How many of us put that in the comments? It's what he asked for, understanding to discern what is right. Look at what the Lord said. Behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before you, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Now, even though it was a dream, we can see that there was evidence that Solomon obtained the wisdom that God said he would give to him in this dream. And I'm saying to all of us, it is great to have wisdom of God. It is great to know the word of God. It is great to allow God to live in you, guide you, and direct you, and to bless you in all the many, many manifold ways God can bless you. I believe that God has given mothers the ability today to have the wisdom of Solomon. So our subject today is, let the child live. Immediately following this request that Solomon gave, the request that Solomon had to God and God granted this, we know that it happened because we could read in the text, begin with verse 16. I'll read it, I kind of relate it to you, but let me just read it straight from the word of God. Then I'll come back and comment on it. We'll be done. Actually, you can spend a lot of time with motherhood today. Yes, be excited about that. Here we go. Verse 16 says, then two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. The one woman said, oh my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth to a child while she was in the house. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman gave birth also, and we were alone. There was no one else with us in the house. Only we two were in the house. And this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while your servant slept, and laid him at her breast, and laid her dead son at my breast. When I rose in the morning to nurse my child, behold, he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning, behold, he was not the child that I had born. But the other woman said, no, the living child is mine, and the dead child is yours. The first said, no, the dead child is yours, and the living child is mine. Thus they spoke before the king. Then the king said, the one says, this is my son that is alive, and your son is dead. And the other says, no, but your son is dead, and my son is a living one. Now, in this text, you'll see that both women are saying that the live son is theirs and the dead son is the other one. What situation to be in? How do we move in such a way and make a decision that the king would have to make on who to give the child to? Verse 24 says, and the king said, bring me a sword. So a sword was brought before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two. Give half to the one and half to the other one. Then the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because her heart yearned for her son, oh, my lord, give her the living child and by no means put him to death. But the other said, he shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide him. Then the king answered and said, give the living child to the first woman, and by no means put him to death. She is his mother. And all Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice. Wow, what a testimony. Wow, did you hear what happened? Can you understand how God used Solomon in such a mighty and powerful way to get this work done? All right, so what am I saying? Mothers down through the years have sacrificed for their children. When I think of Mother's Day, when I think of mothers, I think of those who have sacrificed for their child. It was like this mother who said, I would much rather not have my child with me so as my child can live. Let the child live. King, let her have the child. Do not kill the child. Do not give me half and her half. We both would not have a child. Look at not just the wisdom of Solomon, but I want to say look at the wisdom of the mother who cared for her child. I believe that wisdom is alive and well in mothers, period. I believe that mothers care enough for their children to do many things that other people normally, probably, would not do for their child or for anybody else's child. When we look at it and see the sacrifices that mothers have made down through the years, when we see the times that mothers had would take from themselves and make sure that their children could have, when we see the many hours, the many days, the many years that mothers spend in prayer for their children. Or I can remember that mothers, when children would act up and not do what they're supposed to do and would get so big and so bad and act like the child knows everything. I can tell my mom what to do. I know more than she knows now. And I can hear my mother say, I can hear my grandmother say, you know what? I'm just turning you over to the Lord. And would be in prayer that I would finally have some good sense somewhere along the way. How many have a mother that prayed for you, had you on their mind, took the time and prayed for you? I'm talking about a mother's love, a mother who cares, a mother who goes out of her way to make sure that her children will fare well. And many times, mothers always want their children to do better than they did and come up with more than they have. We can look all through history, we can look all through times that we hear testimony after testimony how people have acknowledged mothers. Now I know this is not Father's Day, so don't jump on me about fathers and all this. No, this is Mother's Day. I want you to realize, I know sometimes fathers, we feel some kind of way whenever he scores a touchdown or whenever they do some great thing, hit a home run or something, and look at the screen and say, hey, Mom, thank you, Mom. Very seldom do they say, hey, Dad, thank you, Dad. You know, and when they start thanking, they get the Academy Award and the Oscars and the Grammys, I want to thank my mother. Every once in a while, they might say, my daddy, but I want to thank my mother. Don't feel a way about it. Because I've heard it said, now I didn't bring this up, but I've heard this before said, it says, mother's baby, father's maybe. I'm just saying I heard it say it. But we know that mothers are the ones who will do the extra, who will go beyond the shadow of a doubt. I can remember years and years ago when I used to work in probation, as a probation officer, and I'd have to go to court many, many times for different people, for many different crimes and many alleged crimes. And it was always the mother. I don't care what the child did, how the child did, or whatever else, but the mother would always be there to say, you know, I love my child. I don't know what happened. Just got with the wrong people, the wrong crowd, but that's not my child. It's a very sad case when mama won't stand up for you. I said it's a very sad case. But I want to say to mothers now, no matter what the child has done, no matter what the child has been doing, let me say to you now, let the child live. Pastor, what do you mean by let the child live? I'm saying let the child live because many times we as parents, not just mothers but fathers too, can sometimes smother the child to the point that the child can't grow and become everything God has for the child to become. We have to let the child live, which means we have to allow them to grow, and we need to make sure and allow them to make sure that they are growing in the Lord. Not just growing, not just getting older, not just getting bigger, not just getting more beautiful, not just getting more handsome, but making sure they're getting a closer walk with God. The real wisdom and the real sacrifice comes in letting the child live by living in Christ. Yes, we have to make sure that we make the atmosphere just right so our children will understand who God is, that our children will know that it's God who loves us, God who cares for us, and it's God who's making a way above all other ways. Many times, children can be so dependent upon mothers, so dependent upon others, till they don't ever see how great God's love and God's grace is. And you know, mothers, that it was God who brought you through. You know, mothers, it was God who kept you when you didn't know what to do. You didn't know how to deal with the child. You didn't know how to deal with the situation. You didn't know how to deal with what was going on. But it was God who moved in his own special way. We cannot shield, and mothers, don't shield your children from the fact that it's God who makes a way out of no way. It's God who builds a bridge over troubled waters. It's God who will hold you in the midst of every trial and tribulation. It's God that when you were out of dying, he came in right on time. We have to trust God on this Mother's Day as nobody else can. We have to let the children live. Let the child live. We understand that, and when I say let the child live, I'm not just talking about the birth mothers. I'm talking about the mothers, and we salute all of the mothers who have raised children. We salute the foster mothers. We salute the mothers, the grandmothers. We salute all of those who've taken the time to sow into the life of others. Oh, I'll never forget the time that my grandmother, many times when we were all there with my cousins, and we'll all be in West Palm Beach, Florida, 1022nd Street. In West Palm Beach, I never forget. There were times when we were hungry, everybody was hungry, and grandma cooked all this food for everybody, and she cooked, and everybody sitting around eating. And I never forget when any one of us, grandchildren, would say, "Ooh, that was so good. I wish I had a little bit more." And grandmother would always get up from the table to go get us some more, and she would always take her plate back in the back when she went in the kitchen. It wasn't until I was much older that I realized what Grandma was doing. She was taking food off of her plate to give it to us to eat. And she said she'll be all right and do something else. I'm talking about a sacrifice of love that mothers, grandmothers do. I'm talking about a sacrifice of love that we can only remember during this time. For those of us who have mothers who've already gone from labor to reward, who are forever with the Lord now, in the memory, we have to remember how much our mother loved us and cared for us and sacrificed for us. I know sometimes we may not have thought it was love, but it made us do those things we didn't want to do. But they were only trying to do what they could to help us to be better. Everyone who's listening and you're in your mother's care right now and you're in your mother's home, I'm saying to you, I'm begging you, I'm admonishing you, pay close attention to see the love that your mother has and see the care that she has, because the care and the love that she has is only to help you to be better, never to make you bitter. And that's what God loves us. God loves us so much. He gave his love, his mercy, his grace. He gave it toward us, gave it toward your mothers, gave it toward each one, so we will recognize how great God is and how much God cares for us. The word of God says, greater love than this has no man, that a man will lay down his life for a friend. Well, I can tell you, mothers will lay down their life for their children. Mothers have done it. Mothers go all out. It pains me when mothers are really feeling bad and mourning the death of a child, because what should happen is that the children should be there at the passing of their mothers, not the mothers passing of their children. But we're asking if we would do all together, join together with so many other groups that have come together as mothers to say to our society that we need to do something about gun violence, to say to our society we need to do something about all that has happened to all of our communities. We've done things to make sure that even in the culture that we have, when people realize that even when children are, and adults are being pulled over by police, many times it escalates to a place where it does not need to escalate. But if there was just a love and caring, and everyone can understand how much the mother loves, how much the mother cares, but realize that the God who sits high and looks low, who cares even more, God cares even more than your mother cares. God loves you even more than your mother loves you. And you understand that he loved you so much that he gave you mother. He loved you so much that he gave you others in your life to help you to make it every step of the way. So take time out today. When we say let the child live a life knowing that God loves and cares for you. Knowing that God loves you so much that he sent his son through 42 generations that came to this earth and went about doing good. Know that God loves you, and we let the child live because he gave Jesus his son to come and live on this earth to went about doing good. Why did Jesus come? Because we've sinned, we've come short, we've messed up. That's what I love about mothers. Mothers know when children are doing wrong. Yeah, mothers know when you lied. Mothers know when you messed up. Mothers know that, but still loves you. Yes, some mothers will put you out and you take it to the next level. Yes, and that's love also. But understand this. If we would ever condition our minds and our hearts and say, Lord, I've sinned, I've messed up, I haven't been all I should be, I am sorry for my sins, I want to turn from my sins. You can do that right now today. Let your mother know on Mother's Day you want to give your heart to God. Because God has done all the hard work for us. It was Jesus who came, lived on this earth, went about doing good. But out of all the good he did, he lived a perfect life so he could be a sacrifice for you and for me. And it's our Lord and Savior who allowed them to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head. And on the cross, he died for all of your sins. He died for all of my sins. He died so we can have joy, we can have life, and have it more abundantly. He died because his blood atoned for all of our sins, all the wrong we've done. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So take time on this Mother's Day to honor your mother enough to give your heart to Christ. If you've not accepted Christ, do that today. Because he did that. But the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, all day Saturday, all night Saturday night. But on that third day, early on that Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with power, power over the grave, victory over death. He ascended into heaven and sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us. So when you accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior today, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in you and will guide you and will protect you and will help you through all the situations you have in life. When you come to Christ, you still will have trials and tribulations, but you will have a peace that passes all understanding. You'll be able to make it. Your mother will be so extra proud because of your relationship with the Lord. So if you're today and you're here today, you decide, I need the Lord in my life. That's what I want to give my mother for Mother's Day. I want her to know that I've given my life to Christ because I know she truly trusts the Lord. And if you are a mother, and you have not accepted Christ, you can be that example for your children on today by giving your heart to God and saying, I need the Lord in my life. Now, all God requires of us is one to repent, be godly sorry for our sins, and have a willingness to allow him to lead us, guide us, and direct us. So if you want to accept Christ, please pray this prayer after me. Repeat these words for me to accept Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. He'll come to you. I can't pray it for you. I can lead you in it, but these are words you have to say if you want the Lord into your life. Because the Bible says, if you shall confess your mouth to the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. So pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart. Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you for saving me right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, go ahead and put it in the comments. Go ahead and click spot right there. Go ahead and click that link. And we'll have an opportunity to chat with you, to talk with you about your relationship with Christ. And no matter where you are, you can join and be a part of our ministry. We have this. We're online. We're going to be online. So you can join and be with us. Again, we just thank God for you coming. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. Enjoy your mother. If you remember, if in memory, your memory mother, take time with all other family members and share and just give God praise and let the child live. Let us pray. God, again, we thank you, we love you and adore you. We ask you to bless us on this Mother's Day as nobody can but you. Thank you for mothers. Thank you, God, as family, we can come together, celebrate and share. Thank you for all the sacrifices made by mothers and yet will be made. Strengthen us now to do your will, your way in everything we do. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abound us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let all the people of God say amen and praise God.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.